We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to Inside the Clubhouse. It's Matt Spiegel and Bruce Levine, as
I prefer it the other way, Matt.
It is Bruce Levine along with me. Bruce is kind enough to have me, Matt Spiegel,
along here with
him. No,
I think you should
put
yourself first.
It is Matt Spiegel here, along with Bruce Levine.
It's, the interesting part of this, and this segment is about Addison Russell, is we're dissecting what is good for a community, an organization, a city, and also what is good for a baseball team, an individual, and his particular rights after completing what is expected of him as far as the work that he has to do during these 40 days that he's suspended next season and in this off season here. It's there's nothing clear cut about what should happen here. I don't think that there's a right or wrong conclusion. I think that most people believe that the Cubs would be better off with Addison Russell because he abused his wife. He admitted to it in some form, accepted a 40-game suspension, and that is not acceptable in our day and age. The other side is that should a man, in no matter man or woman, no matter what their profession is, have the ability to make a mistake, to rehab themselves, to apologize, and to move on with their profession, no matter whether it's baseball or something else. I think that is something that we have to look at, and the sensitivity of the Chicago Cubs organization above Mr. Epstein, above Mr. Hoyer, talking about can we have somebody who did this continue to be a part of our organization?
There's a lot there. This organization has tried to deal with players as human beings and have a mental skills department. They're very aggressive with that. They've helped players deal with certain issues. Addison Russell needs to own the fact that what he has done is so incredibly abhorrent and deal with his own personal maturation. Now, if you want to keep him as a ball player, right, you've got to make the decision that you're keeping him as a man, and you've got to help him realize what he has been and try to make sure that never, ever happens again in his life.
We have to bring in Chapman and the fact that the Cubs did bring in somebody who was in a very similar situation.
For a pure rental that they knew they were never going
regardless,
to re-sign.
I mean,
I think that makes a big difference because we're talking about.
So,
but we're talking about an investment and whether you move forward with a guy.
I don't think so. I don't think you can. I don't think you can. You can just throw that out as, oh, we're only going to have a person who abused somebody here for a short time, so it's okay.
Oh, I'm not saying it was better or worse. I'm saying for their perspective, they weren't making the decision to get in bed for years to come from a PR perspective or the personal development of somebody.
They have no commitment to Addison Russell beyond this year.
Well, they have ownership of his contractual rights until 2022.
And that is what we're discussing, is whether or not they want to continue to do that.
I don't think they do. Do you?
Okay, well, let's talk about from a baseball perspective.
Okay. Well, because before any of this became public again over the last month, I was hearing around the ballpark, as I'm sure you were too, that they were ready to move on from
Addison Russell. Tried to trade him last winter. For the right package coming back. I mean, you have what you have is a 25-year-old guy, not yet 25, who has accomplished a lot, has been an all-star shortstop, has had a season with 21 home runs and 95 RBI, has been somebody that has, arguably with Crawford of the Giants, the best range factor of any shortstop in baseball. And you have the idea that although you maybe wanted to move him, What are you going to be able to get for Addison Russell at this point?
Yeah, the value is awfully down because those numbers and the All-Star game that you're talking about is 2 years ago.
And he's off-season. So
he's regressed offensively quite a bit.
Are you able to make a statement, Matt, easier by an organization saying goodbye to Addison Russell, knowing that he wasn't able to get the job done offensively over the last 2 years? Now, with all this weighing him down, is he going to be a different player going forward? Or do some of the injuries to his shoulder and his hand continue to be something that diminishes him from being the player he was in 2016?
Purely from a baseball perspective, at the plate, I thought he was a mess in 2017. Right. In terms of his approach and having his head right and what he's actually trying to do, having a plan at the plate, he was an absolute mess. Well, and then this year is worse.
Well, this has been hanging over him for a year. Right? This has been an open investigation by Major League Baseball. It has never been closed. He was aware of it.
And he was dealing
with... His wife was aware of it.
He's dealing with a marriage that's falling apart by his own doing.
Well, whatever it is, I mean, in the court of public opinion, Addison Russell is guilty. Now he's admitted to some harm to his wife. He is guilty of that. My question is, moving forward, as a baseball player... or as a superintendent of schools, or as a street worker for the city of Chicago, are you entitled to keep your job moving forward if you do everything right to show that you made a mistake and that you've done everything to satisfy people as far as your rehabilitation?
Well, I think that's a yes, but the question is whether they want to wear it and deal with the PR.
Is it easier for them to move on because he has been unproductive?
Well, I think that, yeah. Yes, it is. If this were another much more productive player, fill in the blank with Javier Baez or Anthony Rizzo or whatever, then where could you stand morally? Then what would they do? But no, this is a guy who has regressed dramatically offensively, who I think they are frustrated with. From a baseball perspective, though, who else is elite in the middle of the infield defensively other than Javier Baez? Right. If you let Addison Russell go, you have nobody. You have to go get a very, very good fielder
happens to Baez? So in the offseason here, if they are going to replace Addison Russell one way or another, is it incumbent upon them to be higher up on the level of what they want to do with their offseason additions to go after a middle infielder? Mm-hmm. In other words, look at Brett Merrifield from Kansas City.
Whit Merrifield?
Whit Merrifield.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy, 29 years old,
led
their team in hitting, I believe, led the league in stolen bases, a top-of-the-order hitter, a guy that can get an awful lot of things done. Is this the type of player you bring in and make a move? Maybe you move an Ian Happ for Merrifield. Those are the type of things with Kansas City looking toward their future.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the type of trade that makes sense for the Chicago Cubs, where you get more athletic, you get a stable second baseman, you got a guy for 3 or 4 years, you still probably have 3 years of contract control. Something that you have to look at to see if that indeed is the case.
Whit Merrifield led the American League in both hits and stolen bases this year.
Not going to come cheap.
No, and he is arbitration eligible not until 2020, not a free agent until 2023.
Right.
So I don't know that.
So there's a lot of controllable years for this guy.
But if there's free agents out there like DJ LeMahieu, who is a contact hitter and can play second base.
It's going to cost you more.
Right.
It's going to cost you more. This is contract controllable, so it's not going to cost you a lot of money. It might cost you a lot in coming back, you know, if indeed they like a guy like Happ, if indeed they like one of your minor league players. Does David Bodie have to go in a trade like that? Those are the things that they might have to look at, and this might be a more of a priority, knowing you don't have you have Ben Zobrist going into the last year at age 38. You don't have the luxury of him being around after 2019.
This is my first time doing the segment with you, Bruce. Do we weigh in with an official should he stay or should he go
Absolutely.
Or a prediction?
Absolutely.
I think that he will go. And I think he should go? Yeah. I do. But the problem is the value is just so low right
what,
now.
What I'm hearing, the way that it's being talked about and dealt with, I believe at a certain time they will eschew the idea of getting anything back for him and release him.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that would be the organization position from what I'm hearing. And it will be difficult because you have a young player still with, I think, 3 years left of control that you're letting go that could come back to be one of the top shortstops in the game. But from the statement that you want to make as a organization, from the statement you want to make as a baseball team and in a city where these things are not acceptable, not that they are anywhere else, I think they will let him go.
He's Bruce Levine. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is Inside the Clubhouse. Before we take a break, a couple of phone calls. This is Mike downtown who has called up to Inside the Clubhouse. What do you say, Mike?
Bruce, I always enjoy Saturday mornings with you. We're listening to Theo assume responsibility for the disaster. Watching Chris Sale pitch last night, what is Jerry Reinsdorf? And we've had these discussions for years. What is Jerry Reinsdorf thinking about accountability? And I disagree with Matt. I don't believe Tim Anderson improved this year, certainly not to bat. But, Bruce, what are the Sox thinking? 100 losses, a Triple-A team on the field, six straight losing seasons. Moncada, what is Mr. Reinsdorf's view right now?
Well, there's other parts to that, and that's Michael Kopech that will hopefully be back healthy in a year. If you're talking about value for him, everybody was excited about Michael Kopech and that he was going to be a top-of-the-rotation pitcher for this team. Basabe, a center fielder that came in that deal, is going to be somebody they feel is going to be in the major leagues in a year or so. You know, again, I don't know. Next time I do talk to Jerry, I will certainly ask him about what he feels about the Sale trade. But I can understand the angst of a White Sox fan right now watching Sale in the playoffs and Kopech a year away from competing for the White Sox again.
This is Mark in Plainfield on The Score. Mark, thanks for calling. What's up?
Good morning, gents. Thanks for taking my call. Regarding Addison Russell, certainly I don't condone his behavior, but I think he still has some value. And what are your thoughts on this? Let's say they take Addison Russell and they have an expert meet with him, assess his situation and whether or not he's remorseful or whether or not he could be rehabbed. And don't you think if they gave him a second opportunity and they thought he was redeemable, do you think he can assist the team, help the team with 95 RBIs a few years ago and you know, pretty good power?
There's certainly value well, there. He's brilliant defensively.
First of all, Matt, Major League Baseball insists upon this program. It's collectively bargained with the Players Association and Major League Baseball that he will be going through a program. It's not up to him. He's already accepted that as part of the 40-game suspension.
Mm-hmm. And so there is some treatment and some personal rehabilitation in the MLB.
Has to be.
If
he doesn't
MLB
complete
sentencing.
It, he doesn't come back.
So, look, could they take that approach? If they believe in him as a person, could they take that long view approach and say, look, there's still some value as a player and we don't want to give up on him as a person? Certainly they could do that. It would surprise both of us at this point,
though. Right, absolutely. We have to take a break. Owen, Rick, Mark, George, we're going to get to you and everybody else. 312-644-6767. More baseball talk to come to come on Inside the Clubhouse.
Welcome back in on Inside the Clubhouse. It is 670 The Score. He is Bruce Levine. I am merely Matt Spiegel. This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Few more phone callers out there, but boy, the passionate response to the Addison Russell conversation is understandable. Some folks with personal stories of abuse saying you cannot rehabilitate somebody like that. You should give up on them as soon as possible. As a 25-year-old, do we cast people
off? Are they allowed to continue to make a living and to go on with their life? Is Major League Baseball a privilege and something that they should not be allowed to continue to do if they've shown this type of behavior? I don't have an opinion. I just have that question.
And an organization has to decide they want to live with the consequences of having somebody like that who, even if you try to rehabilitate, may regress and embarrass
you. But again, you know, the Chapman situation is still there. I mean, you brought in an abuser for a short period of time. Was that okay? Is that hypocritical in any way on how you're going forward with this? This is a person that you developed in your farm system. He wasn't from here. He was traded for in 2014. He's been a big part of your success. He's been somebody that they've counted on, and now he's run into a problem. Is this problem too big to get over for him to stay a Chicago Cub?
Let's get a couple more phone calls in before we make way for Illinois football. This is Rick in Tinley Park on 670 The Score. What's up, Rick?
Rick, hello?
Yeah, Rick, you're on, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Greg, not Rick.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. Two things, guys. The Addison Russell thing, strictly from a baseball point of view, he's gone. He's not the flexible guy that Madden needs. He basically plays shortstop, bats right-handed. He's a great player, no doubt about it, and I wish him all the best. But
yeah, that's really not what we're asking.
Yeah, I think he should be gone.
We're not asking whether he's good enough. We're asking whether he deserves to be able to come back.
Oh, definitely. Everybody deserves a second.
Well, hold on. That's not why you called, though, right, Greg?
No, I called about the White Sox because I think they'd be not wasting their money on Machado for short, because the kid that they drafted number one, Madrigal, he's their shortstop of the future. I think that's what Hans sees. Anderson's not. He's a stopgap, and they'll probably end up getting rid of him.
It's a different type of player, though. It's a much different type of player.
Let's continue on the phones.
Yeah, Matt, it's a guy that hits home runs and drives in runs. The other guy's a table setter.
Right, Madrigal's a table setter who never, ever strikes out. He might skyrocket through the system. This is Owen in Willowbrook. What's up, Owen? You're on The Score.
Hey, guys. I think the guy deserves a second chance, but with a change of scenery. And I actually think that if that's the case, what you could do, and I think the Sox have a problem with Mankata. I don't think he'll ever be and not just from an offensive standpoint, I don't think he's a good defensive player.
No, he's going to be a third baseman.
Well, yeah, but his preferred position is second. If he's better at second, he's not a good defensive player. So what I would like to see is maybe the Sox think about, hey, let's take a chance on Russell, see if we can maybe rehab him, work with him, trade Mankata. I don't know if they're ready to give up on him or not, but with Madrigal coming up with the system, you'd have a lot of moving parts if you put it.
Yeah, they're not giving up on Mankata, but I appreciate the call. Matt, 216 strikeouts. Fourth most in history, but 30 doubles, 15 home runs, lots of stolen bases. This guy, and still in many of the scouts' opinions that I talked to, is going to be an offensive force.
I thought it was really good stuff when Paul Konerko sat in with Hawk Harrelson and talked about Mankata. You have to establish that you can be a good hitter before you get any respect from the umpires. He's got to stop being so patient and trying to draw the walks. You must establish that you're good enough.
Zach Withers does a terrific job for us producing. Tom Hamilton was our guest, the voice of the Cleveland Indians. You are our guest every week, and we appreciate your participation. You can follow me on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. I write on the web on our 670 The Score website, White Sox and Cubs every day. Matt, look forward to seeing you next week.
You too. Thanks, Bruce. I'm at Matt Spiegel 670 if you're looking for me. Thank you again to Zach Withers. Illinois football is next. We have a longer show next week, and then Steve Rosenblum will be back next week along with me hosting alongside. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.